One of the most exciting stories for farmers, or at least people who feed hogs, is this story from Luke, the 8th chapter. It's about the pigs, of course, or devils in disguise, or you might say we thought it was the man, and now we realized it was the demons in the man. We've often thought about the poor pigs in this gospel lesson, but what about the swine herders? This, of course, the gospel lesson about the disciples in the land of Gerasenes, opposite of Galilee, it's kind of a foreign territory. They encountered a man with demons and heard of pigs close by. The man recognized Jesus and pled with Jesus to rid him of the demons. The demons also recognized Jesus and begged Jesus not to send them back into the abyss. And so the demons, when they came out of the man, as commanded by Jesus, they rushed into the pigs. And the pigs, who seemed to make sense of the situation, rushed into the water, and the entire herd was drowned in the lake. I mean, it was all over. I mean, what about the swine herders? But then on the other hand, thank God for the man freed of the demons. An interesting lesson. Yet it doesn't seem to fit with many of the other lessons in the gospel. It seems a bit crude, except for a couple of things. The first being, Jesus was criticized for his action. And the second being, a man was saved from demons and set free to proclaim the mysteries and wonders of God. In every situation, God works. Now, I don't think, or I don't know if there are any pigs in your life, but you may have run across a demon or two. You can do all kinds of things to rid yourself of demons, and you just seem to make room for more. That's what Jesus comes to do, to free you of the demons, to set you free to proclaim the wonder of his love in all the world.